We're going to go ahead and call to order the workshop session. First item up this evening is going to be discussion regarding amending the adopted budget for the municipal government of the city of Lampasas for the fiscal year of October 1st, 2018 to September 30th, 2019.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. If you will look on page 4, it shows the Exhibit A of the budget amendments for this year. After all the budgeted transfers were done and all the funds were at the end of year, this is what showed up. So $56,000 to the golf course, $10,548 to animal shelter, and we had a surplus in the electric, so we would transfer $100,000 to general fund to help the general fund balance. So total amendments would be $167,202. That will still leave over $105,000 in the electric fund for their fund balance.
Yay electric.
Any questions?
The note that the county was not billed for one half of the cost of the vehicle. Can you explain that?
We had an accelerated purchase for the vehicle for the animal shelter. That was not in the original budget to the county. So we didn't feel that the county, and y'all had voted on that, that the county was not responsible for half of that. So us taking the full burden of that vehicle left us $10,000 short of the in that fund.
Are they not going to?
No, sir.
I mean, even though it was an accelerated purchase?
No, sir. They didn't feel like that was a part of the budgeted plan to begin with. And I believe Sammy had discussions with the judge regarding that, and that they were not going to pay for half of that vehicle, and we were not going to bill for that. But we had discussed this in a previous council meeting.
Can't they continue to pay for it like they were planning on originally?
I don't think they were planning. That's what I asked. I don't think
they're not going to pay for half of that vehicle. No, this is last year's budget. It's over and done with. We've already billed them through the 930 without the vehicle.
For the record, is that vehicle, Chief, is that vehicle used in the county and the city? Just the city. Thank you. Council, have any questions for Yvonne? Thank you. Mm-hmm. Next item, discussion regarding format of workshop and regular session.
Mayor, if you'd allow me to back up just briefly on the previous budget item. You have at the dais our initial year-end performance. This is something that in order for Yvonne to prepare these budget amendments, we have to go through and take a look at where we've ended up. As we've reported to you previously, I think Yvonne was shooting towards November 30th to actually close books on the previous year. Knowing that there will be some adjustments made, I believe we still have some encumbered money, but it's certainly less than $80,000. But what you've got before you at the dais is at least your initial look at the year-end performance of the city, which based on what the numbers we have at this point, we were about $840,000 better to plan. You can see where we've come up short as well as done better than expected on expense lines. I think the one thing that we do want to dig into pretty heavily is the water and wastewater department. We're seeing about a $632,000 performance there, better to plan. We will dig into that and certainly report back to you at a future meeting. But when you take a look at a budget amendments and you want to approve a budget amendment, you have to also understand, you know, the basis for that and where we kind of are seeing our year-end performance ending up. So we'll get you more information on that, but I wanted to provide some context to the item at the dais.
Thank you. Council, have any questions or comments? No. All right, moving along to the discussion regarding format of workshop and regular session.
Mayor and Council, this is an item that had come up in a kind of a weekly working group meeting with Mayor Pro Tem. One of the things that you can do is we have done a number of meetings where we have a gap from workshop to regular session, and Council certainly has the option of beginning your regular session immediately following the workshop session. It just has to be advertised to that end, and obviously I think we would want to do a good job of informing our public. It doesn't mean that you cannot continue to manage the meetings as you currently do. If you need to move an agenda item, if you need to call a quick break or a quick recess, you can certainly do that. But staff offers this up as an option for you. It certainly breaks with practice. Council can certainly do this. I don't know, maybe Councilman Clark can tell us how long we've been utilizing this format, but we do have, from time to time, our workshops go longer, and sometimes our workshops finish much earlier. So if you wanted just to continue the meeting, you do have the opportunity to do that, and we'd be anxious to hear your comments or provide us any direction along those lines.
All I can tell you is that it's been going on this since the 70s. That the best I can remember. I'm more interested in the regular session because it's been at 7 o'clock and gives people time to get home who work out of town if they have an interest in coming to the meeting than I am starting the workshop at 5:30 or 6 or whenever we wanted to do it, because we can also pick up the workshop at the end if we need to.
So your interest is keeping it at 7 o'clock?
I think so.
I'm an advocate for even if all we did was move it to 6:30, the option to start the meeting earlier in the event that we finish workshop earlier, with consideration being given to the staff that is here, not only their personal time, but the expense of overtime.
I agree, because it seems like sometimes if we finish really early, it's kind of a waste of our time, and time is money. So I think 6:30 should be time for people to come in if we bumped it at least to that. And then it still has a set time. You know, just because we've done something like, you know, at 7 for years doesn't mean it's something we need to keep doing.
Is there, any way you could look back and see how many workshops finished early, like maybe in a year or so, as opposed to how many that ran over?
Yeah, sure. I can go back and look at it and see. And we have had most recently where we've had a break in between.
Right.
I can do that. And I agree, if you move it up, then we can get people accustomed. If we set it at 6:30, as long as, you know, you've noted a time, it would sure help folks to arrive at a certain time versus just after a workshop session.
In addition to council input, I believe in the audience tonight is our regular staff members that are in attendance. If any of y'all have any input to offer, I'd welcome that.
I think a set time is good,
yeah.
Instead of just.
I think if you're going to move it to 6:30.
Sir?
I said, I think if you're going to move it to 6:30, we need to spend probably at least a month or two advertising it.
I'd be comfortable starting with the first of the year. It'd be, beginning with the first meeting in January. We have the ability at this point to get the word out and notifying anybody on the first few agendas, reminding them, make it, you know, a conscious effort to remind those, and then making sure we blast it out to the public that that's our time change. Mr. McCauley, do you have any input? You're coming regardless of the time? Okay. Anything else, this item? Next workshop item, discussion regarding building permit fee schedule due to the passage of House Bill 852.
Mayor and Council, this item was brought up when I did the building overview annual report. House Bill 852 specifically states that we can no longer use the value of a dwelling or their material and their labor with regards to how we cost or how we put some figures to their permits. So historically, or what we have done is we've always done a base fee of 25, and then it's $5 per thousand for whatever they're doing for their material and labor is how we come up with their permit fees. So what I've done is I've kind of gone back and looked historically at our own permits of what we've done, and that's in your packet as well, to show like fences, carports, various things that we do that was based on their material and labor, and kind of did an average of what that would cost. And then I compared those numbers with what other cities were doing for their flat rate to make sure we were comparable and not overcosting or, you know, not being, you know, realistic in our fee structure. So these are what I've come up with regards to what I feel would be adequate for us to do just a flat fee based on historical data that I was able to pull. So if you look at the little chart that I provided to you, I kind of outlined what I feel like our fee structure should go to for these specific items only.
In addition to averaging what's come in over the past year, have we taken a look at the actual cost affiliated to the city in regards to a permit? How much, you know, staff time administratively is done, and then if there is an on-site inspection of these certain items, do we account for that time as well?
We do through the budget process, but I don't have those numbers handy. But we do take a look at that department functionally in our budget. One of the things that it's difficult to do is to count all, some of the indirect costs, for example, the full cost of Becky's time and that sort of thing. But we can pull those numbers out.
I just wanted to make sure we consider that and what we assess as a fair fee to charge.
Can we still do new residential based on the valuation?
We don't do anything based on valuation right now. When we have a new residential or a new commercial job project, that's based on square footage of those jobs. So this is these are the only items that we do based on material and labor. That's it. And that's what I've listed on here. Everything else either has a set fee, like our, like if we do an electrical service upgrade, it's $35. If we do a new home, it's based on 10 cents of the square foot. So everything has a number except for these based on material and labor, and we can't do that.
So how do you determine your square footage price?
It's 10 cents is how it's allocated in our fee structure, and it's based on the square footage provided on the plans. So 2,000 square foot times 10 cents is how we get that fee just for the building side.
How did you set the 10 cents?
Based on a meeting like this. It was something that it was 8 cents. It went up to 10 cents just recently. It's something that we've always had in our fee structure.
Well, I know we just talked about time because we've always done it that way. Doesn't that certainly mean? I just didn't know how many times he went out on a new residence, and would that 10 cent fee cover all that?
I don't think we've ever taken it down to that level as far as square footage is concerned, because that's just been a set fee that we've used. But that's just one piece of what we do for new construction.
Council, I would just like to put my two cents in that it's really difficult to assess a fee on that because we're taking into account for plan reviews, consultations, multiple inspections, and some of our inspections, like the top-out inspection, would include actual four separate inspections. That'd be a mechanical, electrical, plumbing, and framing. So it's incredibly difficult.
Is that comparable with other cities around here? Or?
What aspect? The fee?
Yes. The 10 cents?
I'm not sure.
I just wondered if there was any way to justify it one way or the other.
I think Mr. Clark would like maybe a report back to council on another workshop item of the fee structure and how we assess certain items. Staff has recently done a very significant review of all fees for all departments that we are charging for things and reported back to us. It's been a little bit, but not very long ago. But if in this specific department you'd like more information, I think staff could probably get that for you.
But just so y'all are very much aware, I do always compare our numbers with other cities, and I did a very thorough job of that when we outlined a complete table of what all the cities were charging for various functions that they were doing. So this is not, I mean, the 10 cents, when you brought that up earlier, it was in reference to how was that decided. It was before council is where I was going. The research is still the same, exactly like I did tonight, showing you what we are actually charging for those fees.
Yeah, and I just wondered how that compared with other cities.
Yes, sir, it's all comparable. Absolutely. I would never bring something before y'all without having something to compare it to, because otherwise I wouldn't know if it was comparable or if it's reasonable or realistic based on what we're already doing. So I try to always provide you examples.
Council have any questions? Any additional comments? Thank you.
So what I'll do in January is I'll bring back an ordinance for y'all to review with an actual fee structure, and y'all can look and compare, and I can provide you some more data if you need it as well.
Appreciate it. Item number 5, discussion regarding any item on the regular agenda. Does anyone wish to discuss anything that we'll be taking a look at later this evening? And here we are a little bit after 5:45 and workshop session's over. We will reconvene at 7 o'clock for regular session. Going to go ahead and call to order the regular session of the governing body of the city of Lampasas. If everyone would please rise at this time, Chief Bailey is going to lead us in invocation.
Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessing of this beautiful day. Father, we ask that you watch over our meeting tonight and that our meeting be followed as you guide us as you'd like us to proceed with the meeting tonight. Father, we ask that you give those good health that have been ill. And Father, we ask that you watch over our community as we travel these next few days for football and for holidays. Father, we thank you again for all that you provide for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I feel like I'm about to speak about Vision Lampasas to Vision Lampasas, since that's the majority of the audience this evening. Founded in 2007, Vision Lampasas is dedicated to enhancing the aesthetic, social, cultural, and economic welfare of Lampasas. I would like to go on record as saying enhancing is an understatement. In many ways, they are actually responsible for a lot of the charm Lampasas is actually known for. This volunteer organization is responsible for co-hosting events such as Casino Night, the Texas 4000 Atlas Ride, as well as hosting the Indian Artifact and Gym Show, Squared Silly, Christmas on the Creek, and Carol of Lights. And of course, those 13 incredible murals that we are famous for. That's all Vision Lampasas. I don't dare imagine what Lampasas would be without this group of hardworking volunteers and their visions. If ever a group has deserved the recognition of community champions, it is Vision Lampasas. And no, you don't have to stay for the rest of the meeting. All right, now to the regular stuff. Item 1.1, citizens' comments. Any citizen who desires to address the city council on a matter not included on the agenda may do so at this time. The city council may not deliberate on items presented under this agenda item. Is there anyone who wishes to speak about an item not included on the agenda item? I believe Ms. Keeney would like to give us some information.
Hi, I'm here in presenting for LAFTA. We are very excited to announce that this week we were presented an opportunity to, with a very good opportunity, to purchase another sculpture for our garden, or the city's garden, actually. And we have purchased Spirit Horse by Roland Sante. So it's a permanent addition. Wow. So.
Item 1.2, citizens' comments. Any citizen who desires to address the city council on a matter that is included on the agenda may do so at this time. Is there anyone who wishes to speak on anything that is on the agenda this evening? Going once, going twice, okay. 2.0 minutes, 2.1, discussion and possible action concerning approval of minutes of the regular meeting on November 25th, 2019.
I didn't notice any mistakes, so I would say let's approve those.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. 3.0 Consent Agenda, 3.1 Discussion and Possible Action Regarding Purchases and Charges in Excess of $4,000 from November 1st, 2019 to November 30th, 2019.
I'd move to approve the register.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the Consent Agenda. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. No Board and Department Reports this evening. 5.0 Routine Matters. 5.1, City Manager's Operational Report.
Just a few brief comments, Mayor and Council. Just wanted to pass on to you that I think one of the visions that Council had for the use of this facility was to make it available as a community resource, an organizational resource, and I'm pleased to report that you know, we're actually going to host our first TML risk pool training downstairs this coming January, and I thought it was kind of a milestone for us. I know that's one of the types of activities you were looking forward to being held in this facility, and I wanted to pass that on. Some time ago, we gave you some information regarding the 2018 estimates that came out of the State Demographer's Office, their office out of UTSA, and he has followed up those estimates with some findings. So it gives you a little more perspective, a little more context on just the fact that our population went up 16% since 2000. It provides you with a little more perspective in terms of what that population is doing, what's going on in Texas. Lampasas currently is trending as one of the 86 counties that is old and getting older, which is a trend that's happening throughout the state. The good news is the counties immediately adjacent to Lampasas are moderate or getting younger. So as that trend, particularly from the south, pushes to the north, I see that trend reversing to a certain extent. That is available on the demographer's website. I can get you a hard copy of it. It's kind of nerdy reading, but it's pretty interesting. It lets you know what's going on. By and large, the growth that we are seeing in the state of Texas is net in migration, people moving into Texas because they want to live here and they want to work here and they like the lifestyle and they like the weather and they like the opportunities that they have. Open positions, I want to talk just briefly about that, too, that I know we've kept council a little bit informed on and council's blessed us moving forward on. One is for the Director of Development Services. We've only received 5 applications for that position. And of the 5, you know, quite frankly, I think there's only one or two of them that may have what I would consider, at least on paper, the proper qualifications for. We may go ahead and interview one or two folks out of that 5. I may wait another week, but I think with any hiring decision, we're going to hire the right person. We're not going to rush into a hiring decision when we don't have a person that maybe does not have the same the requisite background, the requisite qualifications, but probably as important is the type of person that we know will work well for our community and work well with our current staff. So we'll continue to work on that position. That is a position, though, that we do want council to the extent you wish to be involved, to come and help us and join in and give us your input on meeting with the candidates. We also have the position of the building maintenance position. We've received 8 applicants for that. Similar to the development services in that we have a diverse pool of qualifications, experience, et cetera. And by diverse, I mean some of them don't have the experience, some of them do. So we're going to be weeding through that process. And again, I know that that position, as well as the development services position, has been something that's been on at least a couple of your minds. And if you have any questions on that, please feel free to reach out to me, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have. Shop and lab, Ricky reports, unless something's changed today, we should get the keys to the building at the end of the week. Last week, we did check the redundant electric feeds and transfer switch. We do have some additional work to do, I believe, in terms of the fiber install. But all in all, you know, we're going to have keys to a building, and architect's going to sign off on it, I believe, end of this week, Ricky? I think you want to talk just briefly about your approach in terms of moving in and making sure.
Like, we get the keys, say, Friday.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Testing. Yeah, if we get the keys Friday, which I talked to David today, our approach is in January, the fiber will be brought into the building. We're going to take it nice and slow and make sure we do it right. We're operating fine where we're at right now. You know, we'll get moved over, and we're going to make sure everything's right before I move the staff in. I want to make sure Monica and Christy got all their work done and all the computers are up and running, SCADA's up and running, and everything's operational before we start pulling people over there. They're fine where they're at right now. We got a lot to do, and we'll make sure we're prepared. If you get a chance, I know it's busy over there, but maybe next week after the contractors are all out of there, you need to go look at it. It's impressive. The lab is, it's impressive. I don't know if Finley wants to schedule a tour or we set something up for y'all to come see it, just let us know. You'll be impressed with it.
Also wanted to let you know that really this was kind of a surprise to Van and frankly a surprise to the city, but Hancock Park Golf Course was voted best of the best in the Killeen Daily Herald readers poll. They receive normally about 90 to 100,000 votes for their various categories. We've known for a long time what a good course that is and about the efforts really our limited crews put into that golf course. It's a tribute to Van and tribute to the city of Lampasas. We want to congratulate him, and certainly if you cross paths with Van or any of the folks out there, Dan or any of the pro shop folks, please tell them congratulations. And just one other item, we do have dedication next Monday night, then shortly after that I'll be heading north to see the grandbaby.
Thank you, Finley. 5.2, Mayor's comments. 2 words, go Badgers. 6.0, unfinished business. We don't have any. 7.0, new business. 7.1, discussion of possible action regarding the selection of the website photo contest.
I vote for the lantern picture.
I'll second.
Quick and easy. We've got a motion and a second for entry number 3, Lights on Sulphur Creek. All in favor, please say aye.
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 That is unanimous. 7.2, discussion regarding amended the adopted budget for the municipal government of the City of Lampasas for the fiscal year of October 1st, 2018 to September 30th, 2019.
Mayor and Council, this was discussed during workshop. If you have any questions, I'll be here to answer those.
I make a motion to approve the first reading of the ordinance.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second from Ms. Keeney. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
That is unanimous. Thank you, Yvonne. 7.3, discussion and possible action to approve a street closure request for a Corvettes on the Square event on January 18th, 2020.
Mayor, Council, for this event, we would like to close the streets on 3rd Street from Live Oak to Pecan and Live Oak from 3rd to 4th Street for this event.
Do I have a motion so we can open discussion?
Recommend approval.
Second.
Questions or comments? Might I ask that we make an additional effort to visit with some of the retailers on the square and let them know ahead of time that you're gonna that your department will be handling that street closure?
Absolutely.
Right, thank you. Ma'am. I currently have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Unanimous. 7.4, discussion and possible action regarding appointment of board member to Zoning Board of Adjustment.
Mayor and Council, this is just a follow-up to my annual board renewal and appointment of board members. This will be my last one, I believe, but I'm just asking, I have an applicant in there, Danielle Shepherd, if you'd review and appoint her to the Zoning Board of Adjustments.
Make a motion to appoint Danielle Shepherd to the ZBA.
Second.
This is for the
Zoning Board of Adjustment.
But for the, not the alternate seat, the actual.
That hasn't been determined at this time. I had 3 alternates and then 1 regular position. I did put Bob Corin as my regular, just for purposes of the meeting, but my next Zoning Board of Adjustments meeting is going to be held on the 17th, and at that time I will discuss and introduce all my candidates and see how they felt about how a placement would be.
Any more questions? We do have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. Guess what? We're done. Anybody want to make a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Mr. White, second.
Second.
Oh. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye.